The mayor of Seattle has unveiled a package of proposals aimed at dramatically increasing the supply of affordable housing in the city. They come from an advisory committee that's been working on it for months. They include 65 recommendations ranging from doubling the housing levy to providing more tax incentives to developers. But Mayor Ed Murray acknowledged the package could be a tough sell. KUOW's Deborah Wong reports.
The goal of the plan is to build 20,000 more affordable housing units over the next decade. And the heart of it is something that Mayor Murray calls the grand bargain. Here's how it works. The city is proposing what it calls an upzone. That is, it will allow developers to build taller buildings in about 16% of the city, places where there's already density. That's something that developers want because it gives them the ability to build more and to make more money. In return, developers will have to build affordable housing. They'll have to set aside about 5 to 7% of their units or else pay the city to build them. Commercial developers will also pay a fee. Mayor Murray says that's not a new idea. Many cities use these tools to pay for affordable housing.
We're taking areas that are already upzoned, and we're going to add a floor. And we're going to get affordable housing built in every neighborhood. And private developers are going to do it. And it's going to allow families to be in neighborhoods that have transit and schools and parks. To me, that is the heart of this grand bargain.
The proposals also call for some changes to the city's single-family neighborhoods, which make up about two-thirds of the city. About 6% of them would be upzoned as well.
Oh, are you tired?
Oh. That was not good news to Al Pacifico, who was struggling to get his tired two-year-old into the car. Under the mayor's plan, his quiet street in the Roosevelt District would become part of an urban village nearby. He says the neighborhood is already getting too crowded.
So I've lived in this city for 25 years, and I feel done. I mean, I feel that the things that made me live here instead of San Francisco, this city council is destroying.
The rest of the city's single-family neighborhoods would not be upzoned, but the proposal calls for allowing more types of housing in them, like duplexes, triplexes, and backyard cottages. In addition to pushback from neighborhoods, there are some housing activists on the other side who think the plan doesn't go far enough. The mayor's office says there will be plenty of time for people to comment on the proposals because it will take up to 2 years to fully implement them. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.